This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Today was the first day of the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference in Melbourne, thanks to Thorn Harbour Health and ACON. Happening during NAIDOC Week, the theme of Because of Her, We Can was a huge part of the narrative of the opening of the day. Now, Dean Arcuri reflects on what this means and the importance of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander inclusion in the conference with Kiralee Hayward and Karen Price, the Deputy CEO of ACON.
The timing of the conference falling during NAIDOC Week and the theme of Because of Her We Can, I think, is really a huge reminder about the overall struggle for minority groups and people who are still a long way from realising full recognition, respect and equality in our society. And there's a lot of different groups in that situation. But NAIDOC Week, obviously, with huge disparities in life expectancy and health status, in rates of incarceration, rates of dispossession and poverty and things like that. I think NAIDOC Week is a massively important platform, and I think the more Aboriginal voices we can hear, and particularly Aboriginal women, who are quite often the bedrocks of lots of communities, and they are beacons, as I said in my speech this morning. They are pillars of strength, and I think we have a lot to learn from them. I think that it's a great thing that there's a panel this afternoon featuring the voices of Aboriginal women, many of whom will be from LGBTIQ communities, and that minority within a minority within a minority, where the intersections of race, sex and sexuality is so rich and complicated, and we really need to learn and understand how that plays out for people more. And I think the more opportunities we have for hearing from those women directly themselves, the better.
It's only been half a day of the first day of the conference, but has there been anything that you've heard or anything that surprised you?
Look, one of my favourite comments from this morning, there was a beautiful statement made by one of the panellists where they said, hope is not a strategy, and keep stepping forward until someone else says stop, and don't let that someone be you. I think that is so powerful. I loved the fact that we actually can't sit back and hope that someone else is going to do that for us, or that that movement and progress will continue without us actually stepping forward and lifting some of that weight ourselves. Or if we want to be somewhere and having, you know, those rights and recognition and equality that we desire, we actually have to be part of it. So hope won't get us there. We actually have to be active. And also the idea that, you know, don't let somebody else stop you from achieving your goals, and that really self-determination and power, empowerment and resilience in that statement. I just loved it. It was, so far, that's my moment of the conference.
Why do you think this conference is so important?
I think this conference is so important to spread awareness about LGBTI and intersectional issues, particularly within women's health, trans health, and especially for a group that I identify in, non-binary and gender diverse peeps as well, because we all come in different shapes and sizes. We have different faiths. Some of us have disabilities. Some of us, our community is so damn diverse that we need to educate the community on how to best help us achieve best outcomes, and that's what I feel this conference does.
Do you think there's a significant importance to having the conference at the same time as NAIDOC Week?
Absolutely. I mean, there was a speaker that was speaking specifically on closing the gap earlier, and, you know, that is still a huge issue within the Indigenous community. So it is so, so, so important, because most of those groups are affected, and the LGBTI communities within those groups are doubly affected than what we are. So it's important that we address the needs of those groups especially.
Today at the conference, a lot of people have been asking me, what is it like to be a man in this space? After all, it's an LGBTIQ women's health conference. And the reality is, it's actually really easy. Everyone is sharing information, stories, experiences in an absolutely brilliant and positive way, where you get to hear stories that, quite frankly, we don't hear enough of, from parts of the communities that spend their lives constantly being marginalised because of their gender. But then there's the added layer of the fact that there's an additional marginalisation because of their sexuality or gender diversity or of how they identify. There's also a strong recognition of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders, as well as an importance of hearing their stories and their input and what they're going through. It's a completely different narrative to the data that we have in regards to non-Indigenous people. And it's really important that we create the spaces that let these voices be heard. And I'm really grateful that I get to sit here and hear them. I'm really grateful that I get to share them through this show and on the podcast that we're going to be putting on Joy, because we need to keep hearing from all parts of these communities. And for 2 days at this conference, people aren't only sharing stories, they're sharing data, they're sharing important information, they're sharing contacts. And it won't only create pathways for voices to be able to grow, but the important narrative that's getting shared about LGBTIQA plus women and marginalised people further within that space that need to have their voices heard, their stories heard, and their needs met, so that when they need support, when they need access to service providers, when they need to live a healthy life, it can be approached in the exact same way that it is for everyone else.
That was Dean Arcuri with Kiralee Hayward and Karen Price, Deputy CEO of ACON, reflecting on today's LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference and its inclusiveness.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.